with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live.
I did it without an out.
Nobody to hand it to. Foles throws, end zone, catch. He held on. It's a touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey. Well, the Vikings, so if they lose, they're out because the Eagles are winning this one. You heard the crowd going crazy here at FedEx Field. They saw the score update on the Bears.
Pass is incomplete for Rudolph. There are no flags, and the Bears will take over.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, they are 3.5 minutes away from getting into the postseason.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining? Texting on him, somebody pop out.
Happy playoffs! We got our Christmas present, Saint Nick, delivered again. We got our Christmas present, our Happy New Year, the Eagles, and a miracle, Jason, a miracle Sunday, are in the playoffs against the Bears. This is outrageous. Thank you, Nick Foles. Thank you.
Takes you back to 2008, doesn't it, when you needed all the Raiders to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who were playing for something. And for some reason, Matt Nagy left his starters in, and Kirk Cousins spit the bit.
Yeah, they dominated. Look, they dominated that team really from start to finish.
Big time.
In Minnesota, must win. The Bears went in there and just kicked their ass up and down the field.
Yep.
And, we knew the Eagles were going to win that game. You know, the Redskins had nothing. And you knew early that it wasn't going to be a sweat, that they were going to win this game pretty easily.
Yeah.
The Eagles' defense came up strong. There's no way Josh Johnson was going to beat you. And then it was like, let's concentrate on Bears-Vikings. And I watched every play on my phone.
Oh, okay, so you had the tablet, the phone, and everything going.
Like, oh, my God. So they had you and I were talking about it. They had a third and 13. It was a big drive that the Bears did.
They were 13-10 at the time.
There was a sack of Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings had scored to make it 13-10.
Yep.
There was a sack on Trubisky. And there was an illegal contact penalty.
Uh-huh.
First down. Wow. Continued the drive. Bears score a touchdown, go up 20-10. And that was ball game.
Yeah, and then they eventually tackle on some more, and they got to go for it on some fourth downs. They didn't get it. And Cousins and Thielen are arguing on the sidelines. And I'm going, you like that?
Yeah.
You like that? But the same different quarterback, same result for the Vikings. Their fans go home dissatisfied once again. I'm sure they'll blame the Eagle fans for it like they did last year. But the Eagles are in the playoffs, dude. And 30 years ago today was the Fog Bowl.
Yeah, that's amazing.
How about that?
I remember.
I'm in a fog.
I remember watching that thing just like it was yesterday in Chicago. You forget when they arrived like on a Friday.
Yeah, Buddy, the buses.
And Buddy, right, had the buses circle Soldier Field.
Uh-huh.
And blow the horns around Soldier Field. It was outrageous.
That was to announce their arrival, right? Yeah, Buddy was brash.
It was awesome. It was incredible. But this Nick Foles is just amazing. I mean, we've never seen a story like this in sports. All in sports. Never seen it. I mean, I there are times I think about this whole season, and it's just amazing. I'm like stunned by it.
It's dizzying at this point. And when Nick Foles retires, he ought to go on a cross country ministry, like selling out like the Wells Fargo Center. And I tell you, I'd go see him speak, because whoever he gets on bended knee and talks to, it's not just the man upstairs, because it affects the sports gods too. And he puts it he throws that awful interception and then 25 straight completions.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What?
It's amazing. Like, you talk about like the things that we were going over. The litany of his accomplishments.
I got him right here. You want him?
Yeah, good.
All right, here you go. Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP and Pro Bowl MVP. Most consecutive completions in one game. We just talked about it, 25. Eagles record, 471 passing yards. Highest passing rating in NFL playoff history. The best single playoff completion percentage in NFL history. Eagles all-time passing rating leader, and he's tied for most TDs in one NFL game with 7. in the history of the game.
I mean, amazing.
What is Nick Foles?
Nah, it's amazing, man. He's an amazing figure. He really is. He is fearless and calm and collected. And
what do you think it is?
It's faith. I believe it's faith.
I think Anthony, that his heart rate never gets accelerated. That he's calm in every circumstance.
I think that's part of it. I think he is. You know, it's funny because I want to say like he's supremely confident, but he has had crises mm-hmm. of confidence. He talked about it. So it's not like he's got like the BD swagger, right?
BD, he's not infallible,
right? But he is amazingly calm. Amazingly composed. Mm-hmm. And the runs. Look, after the Houston game, we weren't on them that Monday. And he throws for 471 and four touchdown passes. I mean, that game, we thought the Rams game was good. Mm-hmm. But it was a good game.
Yep.
But in reality, that Houston game was spectacular. Like, he was outrageous in
record setting, yeah. I mean,
he was just really, really good.
Yeah.
And he brings it back at the end. Remember, that game's over. The Texans win. He brings it back for the field goal.
After the hit that knocked him out from Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a spear right to his core, right to the sternum, right?
Totally, yeah.
And then he's getting...
Which we think he's still suffering from.
Yeah, that may be compounded with the injury that he suffered yesterday. And we're going to hear from Doug today at noon. We can't wait to hear the update on Nick Foles and where the situation stands with him. Nick said he said in his post-game press yesterday, he's very sore. He'll know more tomorrow. And the media kept pressing him on it, and Les Bowen, and they were poking and prodding him. But we'll get more information on that today. But where this all goes, Anthony, I have no idea. This is house money. I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that they get in,
mm-hmm.
they, no business came in. They get in, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah. And
just an amazing story. And they get in, Jason, and you know from last year not to count them out.
Yep.
You also know that, look, the Bears are a young team. They're not in this position before.
They're ready to win a playoff game.
What, a young quarterback?
You saw it last year with Goff. He got in. What happened? They didn't.
Like, you want to talk about being right to get beat and upset? Like, if you're going to bet on one upset, you bet Eagles over Bears, man. Yep. I mean, look, their defense is really good, and I'm not taking anything away from Chicago. Great defense. They're tremendous. But, you know, I mean, they're a young team without a dynamic offense that could hurt the Eagles' secondary.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this week is going to be like, you know, when you get on the rickety wood roller coaster and you're going up, click, 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 up the hill. That's what this week is. And then at 4:40 on Sunday, when they kick it off, and the coaster just starts going. I'm ready for the ride, man. This is crazy.
It is.
Didn't think it was possible. You're going to win 5 out of 6.
It was so interesting because it reminds me, I brought this up to you guys earlier, it reminds me of the Phillies. What the Bears did is what the Phillies did in 2011. The Phillies had the Braves in the last game of the season. And, you know, they didn't lay down, but they were kind of laying down. And it was extra innings, and the Phillies won, right? And the Phillies win. And they knock out the Braves, and they have to play the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And we know what happened. Cardinals win 1-0, but the Phillies beat a division opponent, knocked them out.
The similarities are crazy.
And the Bears did the same thing to the Vikings, both games on the road. Bears on the road in Minnesota, take them out, and now they have to face the Eagles. And I was talking to Mikey Misses today. We were doing our fourth quarter live.
Oh, Fancred.
Yes. And, you know, he asked me, he's like, well, if you're Chicago, who you want to play? I'm like, if I'm Chicago, I don't want to play the Eagles.
That's the last team I want to play.
A hot team?
Underdog mentality?
Right. You want to give that team life? No way. Like, if I'm the Saints, I don't want to play the Eagles.
Yeah, I think that they're probably the team that everybody looks at and goes, okay, they may be like the bottom seed in the NFC, but they may be the most dangerous team in the NFC.
Yeah.
If you want to harken back to last year, and there's a lot of this, they're playing better football than they played all year.
Man.
The defense, and Fletcher Cox feeding yesterday. How about him? He doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. 16 games into the season, and now they got
Michael Bennett. Though Michael Bennett,
how about him? Right,
has been the stud of all studs.
Yeah, and the other thing is they're walking around with a swagger now. They got confidence, and that's a dangerous team in the playoffs.
They are a dangerous team. They're dangerous. They have everything about it. They've been a team that has done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So they have experience. They're battle-tested. They are just extremely. Look, anything can happen, man.
Yep, absolutely.
They're
6320975. That is the number. It is New Year's Eve. And yep, the Eagles are headed to the playoffs, and they'll face the Chicago Bears coming up on Sunday afternoon at 4:40. 610-632-0975. As always, first caller on the program today will score a pack of Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. So who's on first? 610-632-0975. Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. You know you want these delicious, chewy, chocolatey bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Ortiz. We're back from vacation, baby. And the Eagles are headed to the playoffs. We're back after this on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1800recovery.com.
How's everyone doing?
Never before have we seen this. We had never seen a Super Bowl, and we saw that incredible run last year, and I can't believe it's followed up the same way.
2018 calendar
what
year for the Eagles.
Wild year. Oh my God.
The highest of highs, some 48-7 6 weeks ago against the Saints, and then they go on to win 5-6 and get in the playoffs. You kidding me? I mean, that calendar year.
That's amazing.
Tremendous.
That's amazing, man. It really is. I mean, look at those wins. You know, at the Rams. Texans.
Toughest part of their schedule, man. Not even close, right?
No.
I mean, you beat the, after the 48-7, you beat the Giants 25-22, a squeaker.
Yeah, by the way, they almost lost that game, uh-huh. Remember.
Uh-huh. And then they beat the Redskins, but then they lose to Dallas in OT, and we know about the calls that happened in that game. Then they beat the Rams, they beat the Houston Texans in back-to-back weeks, what? And they scored 30-32. And then yesterday, they belt a hapless Washington Redskin team, but the Chicago Bears take care of the Minnesota Vikings, and boom, you're in the party. And when you're in this party and you've done what they did last year, that makes you dangerous.
Did you think did you think the Bears were going to beat the Vikings?
I didn't, because I didn't think that they would keep their starters in, especially when you saw how the Rams started that game out with San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, they just started. I mean, 4 minutes into the game, they were up 14-0, two turnovers in the red zone, or in the Rams' red zone early from the 49ers, just put that game.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I also thought like Minnesota was so utterly desperate that they would wind up winning the game, mm-hmm. because they needed it so badly. And, man, the Bears just played so tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because, I don't know about you, when they score the second touchdown and they miss the extra point, I'm going.
Cody Parkey, by the way.
I'm going, you got to be kidding me, you know. That's going to kill him. It's going to come
lose
by.
14-13.
Yeah, I swore, right? And then he goes for two. You remember that?
Yeah, well, up 20-10. And he went for two. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah.
I'm going, oh, now here. He's
I didn't
trying
understand
to get it back.
That. I don't know why you go for two in that spot.
Uh-huh.
You want to put it up. You want to put it at 10. You know,
you're on the road.
If you miss it, it's 9. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you do that. But so I'm like, oh my God! And then they make it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the Eagles are in. And again, it's I can't even explain Nick Foles. Other than Anthony, here's maybe the fact of the matter is, when he's wearing an Eagle uniform, he is just a winner. He's just a winner. He does it in all different ways.
The thing that really is truly a testimony to him is you look at the offense and how well it moves with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you know how I feel about Carson. I'm a Wentzman till death. Man, this offense, it looks completely different when Nick Foles is the quarterback. It just does.
You saw jet sweeps and pitches to running backs, to wide receivers, what? The use of Sproles.
Forget about, the one stands out is Alshon Jeffery.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alshon's a hell of a player, man.
Boy,
you got to give him the ball, though, uh-huh. Right? Like, you got to give him the ball. And then Foles he gives him a chance to go up and get
it. How about the touchdown that he wrestled that ball with Josh Norman in the corner of the end zone, and boom, touchdown. I mean, that was just a guy saying, that's my ball. Yeah, and that's not some chump, right? 610-632-0975. Let's talk to the people. Find out who's on first for the tub of Goldenberg's peanut chews. Last day of 2018, and we're talking playoffs. Sterling starts us off in Southwest Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Sterling?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Star.
Hey, man. Listen, guys. Today just feels great, man. I'm ready to make that run again. I got my NFC Conference Championship hat on this morning. You know, it's just like this feeling is, I can get used to this feeling right here.
I know, man. The new norm. Who thought that Doug was right when he said that? This is exactly what the norm was last year.
Man, look. They let us in, man. The football guys let us in. We came through the back door. Like,
yeah.
No. That's not what Malcolm Jenkins said. Do you see the Instagram post?
We kicked that door in, right?
He said, we barged through that MF'ing door.
My thing is, fellas, man, like, as much as, you know, Wentz is definitely our guy, but how can we let Nick Foles go, man?
Yeah, I hear you.
How is this going to be possible to let Nick Foles go?
I know.
Go,
I hear you. Right now, I don't even want to think about what happens in the future.
Yeah, man. I want to live in the moment.
Hey, Andy, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I live in the moment, and I live for now. So right now, Foles always been our guy. He's been our guy back in 2012 or whatever, and he's came right back to us. And it's just like, I live for the moment now. So this guy just accomplished so many things for us. It's just like,
yeah, it's pretty wild. It really is.
Yeah.
How are we going to let this guy go somewhere?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Thanks, Sterling. We'll put you on hold so you can get your pinch. That's the thing, and you hear Foles in his press conference, you know, laud what it means to him to be an Eagle and come out of that tunnel, and he's talked about it, and it's been emotional for him. But he certainly seems to have resigned to himself to the fact that this is his final run with the Eagles at this stage of his career.
Yeah, unless, you know, he wants to give you a big discount.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, by the way he's talking, it doesn't seem like that's in the cards.
Which is not fair anyway.
Did you see that he missed out on that bonus, by the way?
Yeah.
He would have needed like three more or four more snaps in that game to get the $1 million bonus. I mean, that's crazy to think.
No, it is. It's uncanny how he's played.
Yeah.
I mean, over the last 2 years. I'm like flabbergasted. Like,
you can't wrap your head around it, can you?
No, because the spots in which he, like, listen, you know, Super Bowl, but that happens once. Like, that magical run is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see
it. You get hot and you ride it.
And yet, this is what's amazing is that they're doing it again. They're doing it again. Like, that's what is so outrageous about it.
Anthony, they went into Los Angeles and beat the Rams. You know what I mean? I mean, and then they come back the following week, and you got to get up again for the Houston Texans, and you take care of that game. And he throws for 471.
Yeah.
I mean, and then yesterday, 25 straight.
And you needed every yard. That 471.
Oh, yes, you did. 610-632-0975. Nick in Collegeville on the Fanatic. What's up, Nicky?
Gentlemen, buon Natale.
Hey, happy New Year. Buon anno.
Let me just say something. I'm so happy you guys got to spend Christmas week with your family. Seriously, I am. That made me feel really good. You crapped out my radio listening, though. So. I got to be honest. My 10 o'clock slot was bone dry. Was doing a great job. I wanted to hear you guys after the Monday.
Well, we're here today, brother.
Here's my thing. First of all, great, Wayne. I'm going to pick a bone with Dougie P. Dougie P should have just shoveled or shuffled pass, whatever you want to call it, to get the record for the NFL most completions in a game, to get Nicky Sixx that record, even though he had a wide open, Alshon on the right side for that touchdown dropped. But the Eagles are playing the best they've played all year. The defense and the defensive coach now has finally has meshed together, and they're dominant defensively. Now, I know we played some 2 weeks ago. We played a great team with a really versatile quarterback. This week, we played a crappy team, but they're threatening. This team is threatening. Nicky Sixx is humming right now, and who knows what the future brings. But I'm excited, guys. This is ridiculous. Late Christmas, early New Year's present.
It is. It's amazing. And the thing that gets you excited is they're a live dog. Like, they're a dog that's got a lot of teeth.
They have the experience. They have the players we were last year. They have the defense. They're going into a stadium and going to face a team that is not the 1980 Bears, and they don't put another points up. They just don't. They're more methodical and slower, slow playing team that don't take, crazy chances. They played safe. And so this game, this could be like the Minnesota game last year, where it could get out of hand early if the defense comes up with turnovers.
Yeah, it could.
And you're right. And how Trubisky responds in his first playoff action is going to be really interesting to see. Nagy as well. Did you hear Michael Bennett after the game, by the way?
Yeah.
Let's play this cut real quick. Michael Bennett after the game, after talking with Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philly, talking about the Eagle fans.
Thank you, City of Philadelphia. Thank you guys for sticking with us regardless of the wins and losses. And I think when you have a great fan base like the one we have, you continuously want to fight for them. And I'm really glad to be part of this team and this organization and be a part of this city. So thank you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. It may take him a little bit to get going this year, but he's going, man.
Well, he's got a really good second half of the season. He's been terrific.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, that's pretty cool. Like, when I heard that yesterday, I felt great about him. I was like, that's awesome. Because
he recognizes it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. He's going to talk about it. And especially for a guy that doesn't say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool. I love the fact that Michael Bennett said that.
Yeah, for a guy to verbalize it
and he didn't say, nobody believed in us against the world, you know.
He didn't go cliche. No. It was just a heartfelt message. And I think this team right now, and there's guys in that locker, and we just talked about Foles, like Brandon Graham thinks this is probably it for him too, and that want to go out on top again with the Eagles. I mean, it's crazy the storylines that are involved in this. With this run that could potentially, it starts on Sunday, and we'll see where it goes. But
look, I mean, obviously, if you get past Chicago, and I'm not doing, it's a good defense, really, really good defense. They're well coached. I think Matt Nagy's a great coach,
mm-hmm.
great young coach. But all that said, they could beat Chicago, mm-hmm. and then you have the Saints. And we've seen this before where a team gets blown out during a regular season, and yet the playoff game is a different animal.
So we do have some breaking news from Little Cuz, Mikey Garofalo. He says Nick Foles got the good news he expected this morning. He's on track to start for the Eagles against the Bears on Sunday. So, I guess no break in the ribs, or he has the bruised ribs, but it revealed no break.
Yeah, but did you think for a second he wasn't going to play? Because I didn't.
Well, I was seeing this scenario where he couldn't go, and then Carson would come in. It would just be like this crazy thing. Or if Carson couldn't go, then Nate Sudfeld's got to start.
No, you ride
your third, and then you go, oh, my God, Sudfeld goes out, beats the Bears, and you say, we got three quarterbacks that are better than Dak Prescott. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. it's funny because, like, my father said, oh, could you imagine if Foles can't go and Carson's got to go? What if he loses? I'm like, Dad, I don't even want to think about that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to complicate things.
You kind of knew, but, like, you just know that, it's a rib thing. And
flak jacket.
Bowles is no break, man. You know, you're ready to go. He's tough. Nick's tough. So, I kind of expect it's his ride. It's his journey, man.
You got to get like
it's his ride. It's Nick Foles' ride.
Yeah, it's his story. It really is. You get him one of those ATF bulletproof vest to wear. Put it under the uniform.
If he does it again, wow.
Yeah, forget it.
If he does it again, this whole run has you thinking in like these what if scenarios where you're going, could he possibly do this again? And if he does, then what?
You're put to the ultimate test of what you how you move forward.
Well, I mean,
if
Nick Foles wins another Super Bowl, you go Nick Foles again. Yeah, you have to. As much as I'm, Wentzman, you have to go Nick Foles. If he wins two Super Bowls
back to back, way,
there's no way in the world that you could not go Nick Foles.
No, I don't see how you could
if they're winning two Super Bowls. But like the fact that they're in position to do it,
and as you said, a live dog, and they are a live dog.
Yeah.
Big time. Tim in Dayton joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Good morning, guys. Hope you had a great New Year. Hope you had a good Christmas.
You too, Timmy.
Really quick. So my wife got me the Nick Foles book. I don't know if you guys have read it, but that is a fantastic read. I highly recommend it if you get a chance.
Very cool.
But I'm glad you guys brought up the Michael Bennett point, what he said about the fans, because that kind of segues me into what I'm about to say. So I watched the first half of the game out with my wife and daughter yesterday. Then they went home, and I stopped into a local B-dub at halftime. And this place was just packed with Browns, Steelers fans, Bengals fans everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, there's nowhere that I'm going to be able to sit. Well, lo and behold, there's one spot open at the bar, and it's right next to a guy in a Wentz jersey. And then right to his left is a Vikings fan. So we're sitting. I go right. It was like a message from God, man. So I sat down, and this guy and I, we just hit it off. And there's a couple other Eagles fans there, and it was an amazing time. We were giving the Vikings fan hell the entire game. And but after the Bears scored that last touchdown, the Vikings guy got up and left. And all the Eagles fans that were in the entire place came over to us, and we started singing the Eagles fight song in a B-dubs in Dayton, Ohio. And it's just, it's so much more than just watching a football team. It's brotherhood, and I just want to take a second to, just to say how great it is to be an Eagles fan and be a part of this whole family. And it's just really great. So let's go Birds, baby.
I like it, bro.
Fly the flag out in Dayton.
Nah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's why you root for your team, your home team, and, for these moments like this.
Yeah, and the funny thing, and you heard it yesterday, Andrew played it right off the top of the show when the score was flashed up. That the Vikings or that the Bears went up 19-10 at the time before the 2-point conversion, the stadium in Washington erupted in a huge cheer. It was Eagle fans just taking over another stadium. It's what they do.
Yeah, my cousin was there.
Cousin,
my niece, and my they were there hanging out, and they said the great thing was the Foles chant.
Oh, really?
They started doing this Foles skull.
Yeah.
Foles. The whole stadium. It was rocking with Eagle fans.
Yeah, it's great. And I understand why Washington fans were willing to give up their tickets, because their team was dead and buried, and the Eagles buried them even further yesterday. But I think...
Yeah, they had no prayer in that game.
No. And look, give the Eagles credit. Even with, a fourth or fifth quarterback, wherever they were down to in Washington, to come away with a goose egg heading into the playoffs feels pretty good, too.
Yeah.
It's still not easy to do, to get a shutout in the NFL.
I agree.
And Fletcher Cox, what, 3 sacks yesterday? He's a guy, he's been incredible all year long. And he's doing it the year after Super Bowl.
Played a lot of snaps, too. He's had a great year.
He really has. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is the final day of the 2018 calendar year. And what a year it's been, man. Wow. And it looks like we're going to kick off 2019 in fine fashion when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We are back for today. And we're pumped up. The Eagles are in the playoffs. Back to the phones after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
This is kind of where you bask in it and you go, what a great gift that this was a season that appeared to be lost really from the beginning, right? Like those games that they lost against Tennessee and, you know,
Tampa. Carolina.
Carolina. That Carolina
17-0 lead.
Yeah.
By the way, this song is very apropos today. You know why that is, Ant?
No.
It's Maroon 5 playing the Super Bowl 53 halftime show.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's cool.
Adam Levine, you watched The Voice, right?
No.
No? I pegged you as a voiceman.
Yeah, I'm not a voiceman.
Is that right?
All right.
But this season, this way, it's such an incredible gift to be able to sit back and go, wow, they made the play. And the most unlikely, even more than last year. Like, last year was a wild year because we didn't expect them to be that dominant. And they were dominant right through the whole year. Carson's tremendous.
13-3.
Then he gets hurt, which is like the ultimate, like, pull the rug out from under you, especially in Philadelphia. And then Foles does his magic. This year, it was kind of sluggish and then sloppy. And then Carson didn't play well and blew some games. Defense looks like shoddy.
4th and 15.
Kind of, you know, you're treading water. You're just above water. And then, you know, you get a lucky game where the Bears go into Minnesota and just dominate.
Well, the thing, for weeks we were saying, the only way you're getting into the playoffs, whether it's 8-8 or 9-7, is if to win this division. That was the way in. And then all of a sudden this wild card window started to open up just a little bit.
And I never thought the wild card was a possibility.
Yeah, well, none of us did. But go back even further. Go back before the season. Because, like you said, last year we came in coming off that 7-9 Wentz rookie season, and we weren't expecting great things, and we got great things. And as you just pointed out, what happened with Wentz going down and Foles winning it. This year we came in and said, this roster's even better. They're going to go 14-2. It didn't work out that way. Then you win 5 of 6 to get into the playoffs and take the wild card. It's so crazy.
Again, you lost your running backs and no backs whatsoever. But you know what's amazing about this offense? It's like, I'm not the biggest Wendell Smallwood fan. He played terrific yesterday.
He ran like a pissed off dude yesterday, didn't he?
He was terrific. And it was amazing about the, if you think about the wild card and how unlikely it was, because you thought Minnesota had pretty much a handle on it.
Carolina.
Who thinks that the Packers
just
go in the tank?
Fold
right?
it up. Yep.
The Packers. You thought that Carolina was, and then they just fell apart.
They had a meltdown, Anthony, of epic. They beat the Eagles, right? They're coming back from that 17-0, and then they just went. They were horrible.
I mean, go figure. Atlanta, which was horrible to start the year, actually rallied to win 7 games. But the Vikings and the Panthers collapse were amazing to me.
Yeah. Yeah, the Panthers lost. After the Eagles game, they beat Baltimore and then Tampa Bay. Then they lost 7 straight games. Yeah. Does Ron Rivera come back?
Yeah, he got the vote. Yeah, they said he's coming back.
At the end of the Tampa game, they were 6-2. They finished the year 7-9.
So right now, the jobs that are open, the Jets, they fire Bowles.
Cleveland is obviously open.
Right, Cleveland's been open. Mm-hmm. Marvin Lewis is going to be gone from Cincinnati.
That's confirmed now. Yeah,
yeah. The
Adam Gase
in Miami is gone. I'll tell you one, Dirk Cutter in Tampa, He goes pretty
Vance,
quickly.
Out in Denver.
Yeah, apparently Arizona's going too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Steve Wilkes says he's not coming back.
Wow. Boy, guys are just getting clipped all over the place today. Well, all those head coaches. Oh, all you head coaches. Oh,
I won't see him no more.
And then how about our friend Mike Mayock gets the Raiders GM job?
I just saw Shefty confirm that. Yeah, he's got a lot of assets to work with out there.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, we've been talking to Mike forever.
Hartford.
Good for Mike. I'm glad. I mean, he loves it. He is very good at what he does. So I'm glad
studies he got everything. I'm going to miss him, though, at the combine. Because I loved his breaking down the combine stats and everything. He was the best.
No, he was. He was terrific.
So,
how about how crazy yesterday was? Baltimore and Pittsburgh, right?
Same scenario.
So Pittsburgh struggles with the Bengals, but they eke out a win. Then the Ravens are winning early against Cleveland, but Baker Mayfield, who's tremendous, comes all the way back. And, 57-yarder, I guess you really can't. It's too long for them, but they almost pulled that thing out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The Browns almost pulled that thing out. I'm glad for the Ravens because their Harbaugh got a lot of flack, right? And then all of a sudden he said Flacco, and
Lamar Jackson.
Next thing Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's been tremendous.
And Baker Mayfield, I think, set the rookie record at 27 touchdown passes.
He's incredible.
He's just a gamer. But I'll tell you what, Baltimore got a tough draw, Anthony. They did not get a good draw with the L.A. Chargers coming into town.
Well, that Chargers team, too.
Yeah.
From what happened two Saturdays ago in L.A.
Yeah, and that Charger team would be a team that would have a bye if it wasn't for the Chiefs. They're that level good.
So here's what we got right now. You got Indianapolis. This is the weekend that's ahead of us. Indianapolis, which beat Tennessee last night, against the Texans. And you know what? I mean, like, Indy's live. Mm-hmm. In that game, Indy could
win
that game.
2.5 point line.
Yeah,
sure.
The way Andrew Luck is playing, I still would lean though. I still would lean Houston because of Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great game. Seattle and Dallas. Seattle's live, man. Talk about a team that should win that. I love Seattle in that game.
2.5 point line again in Dallas. Dallas 2.5 point choice. That's it.
Well, I guess what? That to me should have been picked.
This could be a big dog weekend, I'm telling you.
So Baltimore and the Chargers.
2.5 point line in Baltimore's favor.
And, of course, Eagles and Bears at 440. All four of these underdogs could win the game.
Yep. That's what I was telling Andrew the last break. I'm going, man, this could be a weekend where I can see Indy beating Houston. I think that's the most least likely to happen, to be honest with you. I could see Seattle beating Dallas.
I actually love Seattle against Dallas.
Uh-huh. And the funny thing, it's Saturday night. So we'll head into Sunday, and if that does happen, we'll know that the Cowboys season is over and the Eagles are fighting to move on. Which would be a great feeling. That'd be like a win on Saturday night before the win on Sunday for the Eagles if Dallas loses Saturday night. 8:15 Saturday night. Was that a Fox game? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The unfortunate thing.
4:40 Sunday. Wow. We got to wait till Sunday. I actually like it, the fact that it's 4:40.
I do, too. You're the last game of the weekend.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
610-632-0975. Greg in New Hope joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Greg?
What's up, fellas? Jason, and what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
My God. Dudes, I can't believe this is happening. Listen, yesterday I woke up, I go to my kids, I go, hey, let's go watch the game. They're like, what do you mean? It's in Washington. I go, it's fine. We pack up, we go to the game. And I want to tell you, I saw something that was so profound to me. I have never seen an away game feel like a home game. Like, I felt like we were at the link. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was absolutely insane what was going on.
So you were in the stadium?
Yes.
Wow.
So did you have the Bears-Vikings game near, like, guy had it on his phone and checking all that whole thing?
Yeah. So I'm sitting on the visitor's side, right? On the visitor's side. And there's maybe three Redskins fans. Like, and if I tell you there was like a 5% representation, maybe 10%, that may be overstating it. Like, you only saw was Eagle, like, midnight green. Like, it was nuts. And the chants and everything like that. And you know what was cool? Everybody around us, everybody had the Bears game streaming on their phones. So, like, you got your eye on the game, and then with the corner of your other eye, you're like watching the score of the Bear games. Like it was so profound, and being something like part of something like that, like as a fan, like as a sportsman, I absolutely love the city. I love the fans. The way these people travel, like the way you like the fan. I mean, I was like, my kids were like, "Dad, this is unbelievable." They're like 16 and 14.
Oh, that's cool. Remember, the only way you would have known that it wasn't Lincoln Financial Field was that the Redskins was written on the end zone.
Yeah, I hate that stadium, honestly. But this was something profound. And this is what kind of gets me to the next point. You know, we're trying to, like, you know, make sense of what's going on with X's and O's, right? Like, they did this right, they did that right. Forget all that stuff, man. This is like an omen. And I called you last year with the 11-11 omens, right? We were talking to my aunt like a little bit. Remember that?
Yes.
Like, I'm telling you, the Knicks is not supposed to be this good. Every time, like, breaks one record, he comes back the next game and does another record. Like, how, like, when you look at his CV, if you will, as a football player, you got to start, like, you know, raising your eyebrows a little bit, going, are you serious, dude? Like, this kid comes in at the biggest moments that this city needs him to, and he absolutely lays down the gauntlet and whoops
he delivers, man. He's like the postal service. Nick delivers in this moment.
He's incredible. Oh my God. It's tremendous, this whole thing.
So this is from Brandon Graham's Instagram page. Is that right? Here's Malcolm Jenkins after the game talking about the Eagles heading into the playoffs.
Hey, like we said before the game, man, we ain't sneaking in. We kicked the motherfucking door down. I mean, we in this party. Nobody wanted us in, but guess what? They got to deal with us now, man. Keep your mind right, man. Keep playing as a family. Keep fighting. Keep having fun, all right? Family on three. One, two, three. Hey!
He's a great leader.
He's awesome. He's incredible.
Yeah, and so many guys, you know, Chris Long and all these guys. Jason Peters a part of it now. Darren Sproles is back. What a difference that's really made for that offense, too. We talked about it for weeks.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sproles is more dynamic. Sproles is my guy. Like,
yeah.
You know, I expected him to be a bigger part of the offense, you know, for weeks. Well, actually, the Dallas game and the game before that. Finally, you know, he's become that. The thing that's amazing to me is that you were talking about it, you started the show with it, and when we talked about the interception that Foles starts the game with, and it was a horrible throw. And then you watch him just precision 24 straight.
It's crazy.
I mean,
and there was every kind of throw in that mix. It wasn't just little dump offs.
I mean, it was precision throws. It was, you know, he throws that great timing throw. You know, he had one to Tate where Tate kind of alligator armed it.
Yeah, for who, for what?
Yeah. I mean, the ball was right there. Like, mm-hmm. He makes that throw where he puts it right on the money.
In between two defenders, too. He, like, dropped it right in there on a weird angle.
When he gets hot like that, man, he's unconscious.
Yeah, and you saw it last year, and you're seeing the earmarks of that again right now. I mean, the throw for 471 against Houston was ridiculous. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.